Brilliance Audio presents Blood Defense by Marcia Clark, performed by Tavia Gilbert. LANow.com. Breaking news. Actress Chloe Monaghan and roommate found stabbed to death. Actress Chloe Monaghan, a regular in the hit drama series Dark Corners, and her roommate Paige Avner were found stabbed to death in their Laurel Canyon apartment. Officials say they have no suspects at this time. We'll post updates as more information is available. TheBiz.com. Cops say comeback kid actress Chloe Monaghan and roommate killed by burglar. Reporters for The Biz have learned that Chloe Monaghan's apartment was burglarized just 2 months before she and her roommate were murdered. Police Chief Wes Sanders says they are looking into the possibility that the burglar came back for another run and killed the girls when they unexpectedly came home. In the meantime, the outpouring of sorrow and rage from friends and fans has crashed Monaghan's Facebook page, and her 1 million-plus Twitter followers have flooded the social network with messages of grief and demands for justice. Get the asshole who did this. Hashtag justice for Chloe. Oh my God, I loved her. Hashtag tragedy. My favorite on Dark Corners, no. Hashtag Chloe forever. I raced into the studio and hopped into the empty chair in front of Bonnie, the makeup wizard. I had just 5 minutes till airtime. She gave me an exasperated look as she whipped the red nylon cape around me. The television in the makeup room, always tuned to the studio's news programs, showed a reporter standing in front of Chloe Monaghan's apartment. I turned to look. Bonnie grabbed my chin and turned my head back, but I couldn't help myself. My head swiveled around again when the reporter snagged the lead detective for a soundbite. Bonnie gave an exasperated huff. I turned back to face the mirror again. Sorry. I kept thinking they'd come up with some new leads. Or actually any leads, period. So far, there was nothing but speculation, and most of it centered on the burglar theory. The only other possible suspect I'd heard mentioned was a drug dealer. But no one was giving that idea much play, in large part because the source was Amanda Trace, the snarling muckraker who hosted Justice on Fire. Even Tony Banks, a frequent guest on her show and one of my fellow criminal defense attorneys, disagreed and pointed out that Chloe had been clean for nearly a year. Tony could kiss that guest spot goodbye. No one was allowed to argue with Queen Trace, which was one of the many reasons I refused to do her show. Her producers started calling after my first appearance on Sherry's show Crime Time, and though I've turned them down consistently, they still haven't given up. I don't know if they're admirably tenacious or mush-brained robots who have me on speed dial. I heard Chloe Monaghan's voice on the television, and the shock of it made me jerk my head toward the screen again, but it was just a clip from her interview on Ellen. Bonnie put her hands on her hips and fixed me with a death ray. Once more, Brinkman, and I'll let you go out there looking like a raccoon in drag. My sparring partner for the evening, lawyer Barry Stefanovich, sauntered in and flopped down into the seat next to mine. Actually, that sounds kind of cute. Bonnie shot him a dagger. Barry blew her a kiss and turned his chair to face me. Hey, Sam. I didn't think I could rock the raccoon in drag look, so I kept still and just wiggled my fingers at him. He nodded at the television. When they get the guy, are you going to try for it? It's going to be huge. Which is always good for business. And as Michelle, childhood BFF, paralegal, and the lone associate in my firm, the law offices of Brinkman and Associates, would say, take the damn case. We need the money.